Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money member by Avram Goldray and today Masechus Avodah Zorah Daf Dal, the first parak lifnei Dehem. The Zichu Masechus Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Olav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Olav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Rava quoted a pasuk: Akhu bi yishlach yad im befidu lehen shua. Let him not stretch out his hand, though destruction is their lot, there is relief for them. The word Pete teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, "Kshani danas Yisrael, when I judge Yisrael, enani danosam go'ov de chochavim, I do not judge them like I judge idolaters about whom is written complete destruction. Rather, I judge them kapit shel tarnagolas, like the pecking of a hen in small increments. Similarly, Rabbi Abba darshaned, Manochi evdem vehema dibru alai kezavim, I would redeem them, but they have spoken lies about me. To mean, I said I would redeem them with their money in this world, bit by bit, so they'll merit Olam Haba, but they have spoken lies about me." Heretics ask Rav Safra about a pasuk in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he only loves Yisrael from all the nations. Al ken efkod alechem es kol avonosechem. Therefore, I'll hold you to account for all your sins. Does one who is angry take it out against the one whom he loves? He didn't answer, and eventually Rabbi Yavo explained with a mashal. Someone will collect a debt from his friend little by little, but all at once from his enemy. Point number two, a sign of Brisa, Kel Zoem Bechol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angered every day. This lasts for a rega, a moment, defined as 1 out of 53,848 parts of an hour. Later, the Gemara says it lasts commemorate, as long as it takes to say the word rega. No one in the world can determine this exact moment except for Bilam, about whom it says, Yodea Das Elyon, and who knows the mind of the Supreme One. Since he could not even best his donkey in an argument about his use of the donkey, how can it be that he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind? Rather, it means that he knew how to determine the moment at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes angry and intended to curse the Jews at that moment. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, as Rabbi Elazar explains, Amiru kama tzedakus asisi mechem. My nation, see how many kindnesses I did for you, that I did not become angry all those days. For if I had become angry, no remnant would have remained of the enemies of Yisrael. Abai says this moment occurs during the first 3 hours of the day, when the rooster's crown whitens without any red streaks. And point number three, the Gemara quotes four teachings of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, two of which were quoted on the previous daf. In the first, he darshens the pasuk, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom rasosam, you shall keep the mitzvos which I command you today to perform them, to teach hayom rasosam, v'lo lemachar rasosam. Today, in this world, is made to perform the mitzvos, but not tomorrow, meaning olam haba. Additionally, hayom rasosam, v'lo hayom litoscharan. Today is made to perform them, but today is not for taking the reward for performing them. In a second teaching, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that all the mitzvos which Klal Yisrael performs in this world will come and testify for them in Olam Haba. He also says that all the mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael performs in this world come and strike the idolaters on their faces in Olam Haba. His fourth teaching is presented on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rava quoted a pasuk, Achu bi yishlach yad im befidu lehen shua. Let him not stretch out his hand, though destruction is the lot, there is relief for them. The word Pete teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Kshani danas Yisrael, when I judge Yisrael, Enani danosam go'ov de chochavim. I do not judge them like I judge idolaters about whom is written complete destruction. Rather, I judge them kapit shel tarnagolas, like the pecking of a hen in small increments. Similarly, Rabbi Abba darshaned, Manochi evdem vehema dibru alai kezavim. I would redeem them, but they have spoken lies about me. To mean, I said I would redeem them with their money in this world, bit by bit, so they'll merit Olam Haba, but they have spoken lies about me. Heretics ask Rav Safra about a pasuk in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he only loves Yisrael from all the nations. Al ken efkod alechem es kol avonosechem. Therefore, I'll hold you to account for all your sins. Does one who is angry take it out against the one whom he loves? He didn't answer, and eventually Rabbi Yavo explained with a mashal. Someone will collect a debt from his friend little by little, but all at once from his enemy. Point number two, a sign of Brisa, Kel Zoem Bechol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angered every day. This lasts for a rega, a moment, defined as 1 out of 53,848 parts of an hour. Later, the Gemara says it lasts commemorate, as long as it takes to say the word rega. No one in the world can determine this exact moment except for Bilam, about whom it says, Yodea Das Elyon, and who knows the mind of the Supreme One. Since he could not even best his donkey in an argument about his use of the donkey, how can it be that he knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind? Rather, it means that he knew how to determine the moment at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes angry and intended to curse the Jews at that moment. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael, as Rabbi Elazar explains, Amiru kamat tzedakus asisi mechem. My nation, see how many kindnesses I did for you, that I did not become angry all those days. For if I had become angry, no remnant would have remained of the enemies of Yisrael. Abai says this moment occurs during the first 3 hours of the day, when the rooster's crown whitens without any red streaks. And point number three, the Gemara quotes four teachings of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, two of which were quoted on the previous daf. In the first, he darshens the pasuk, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom rasosam, you shall keep the mitzvos which I command you today to perform them, to teach hayom rasosam, v'lo l'machar rasosam. Today, in this world, is made to perform the mitzvos, but not tomorrow, meaning olam haba. Additionally, hayom rasosam v'lo hayom litos charan. Today is made to perform them, but today is not for taking the reward for performing them. In the second teaching, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that all the mitzvos which Klal Yisrael performs in this world will come and testify for them in Olam Haba. He also says that all the mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael performs in this world come and strike the idolaters on their faces in Olam Haba. His fourth teaching is presented on the next daf. All right, so now we get our Simmer Daf Dalet, and our standard Simmer is a Dalet, is a door. So here goes. By the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet waiting for his crown to turn white. At the expected time, a sign informed a yid eager to get in to keep doing mitzvahs today, for tomorrow he will enter and receive his reward. Once again, slow motion. By the door, that must be on Dalet, door. By the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, which reminds us, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Yisrael like the pecking of a hen, meaning piecemeal. Rabbi Elbo explained with a mushel, someone will collect a debt from his friend little by little, but all at once from his enemy. So by the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet waiting for his crown to turn white at the expected time, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Bilam knew the rega, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Klal Yisrael that he didn't get angry during the times that Bilam was trying to curse. So, by the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet waiting for his crown to turn white at the expected time, a sign informed a yid eager to get in to keep doing mitzvahs today, for tomorrow he'll enter and receive his reward. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes four teachings of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, two of which were quoted in the previous daf. In the first, he darshens the pasuk, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom rasosam, you shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to perform them, to teach hayom rasosam v'lo l'machar rasosam. Today, in this world, is made to perform the mitzvahs, but not tomorrow, meaning in Olam Haba. Additionally, hayom rasosam v'lo hayom litos charan, today is made to perform them, but today is not for taking the reward for performing them. So once again, by the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet waiting for his crown to turn white at the expected time, a sign informed a yid eager to get in to keep doing mitzvahs today, for tomorrow he'll enter and receive his reward. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara, daf mem ches. So the simmer daf mem ches is a brainiac based on moach. So here goes. At the annual brainiac, well, brainiac, that must be more on daf mem ches, moach. At the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph taught, as Gemara explains, the Yosomim may only collect from other Yosomim with their Shvuah that they received no information that the debt was paid, just like their father would have to swear to collect from the Yosomim. Rav and Shmuel say this only applies if the lender died first, but if the borrower died first, Kvar Nischayv Mavliv Nei Lovo Shvuah, the lender himself was already obligated to the borrower's children to take a Shvuah to collect from them, since one can only collect from Yosomim with a Shvuah, mean Adem Mor Shvuah Levanav, and one cannot bequeath a debt requiring a shvuah to his children, since the father would have had to swear that he did not collect the debt, and the children can only swear that they are not aware that the debt was collected. Rabbi Elazar disagreed. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, which reminds us, partners, sharecroppers, a woman who manages her husband's possessions, and a ben bias, which is a member of the household, must swear even to a taina shema, an uncertain claim. Our Brisa clarifies this last case does not mean one who walks in and out of the properties, but one who manages their financial affairs. The Gemara explains why these people must swear based on an uncertain claim, mishum demora b'hetera, because they rationalize a permit for themselves to retain some of the possessions for themselves since they work to manage the properties. So at the annual Brainiac Bowl, where the son of the late famous professor knew not to swear to Yosomim about his father's unpaid loan because he could only say he wasn't aware it had been repaid, while the lab assistant living in the professor's home was forced to swear he didn't keep any lab equipment for himself, the judges announced the winner was the Brainiac who presented his thesis on Mahu Agalga b'drabanan regarding a shutuf and an Ari, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Mahu Agalga b'drabanan, what is the halacha regarding rolling a shvuah based on a rabbinic shvuah? If an Ari later became obligated in a shvuah d'rabanan, can he be forced to swear he did not steal anything as an Ari? The Gemara ultimately proves that we are Magalga based on a shvuah d'rabanan. Daf Mem Tes, so the Siman Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher in the Siman. So here goes. The butcher, that must be on Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop, which reminds us, the eighth perek begins, Arba shomrim hen. There are four types of shomrim, shomrachinim v'ashol, nosei sachar v'asocher, and it details when they're obligated to take a shvua. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov alif tur, which reminds us, a shomer's carbon liability is for when his false shvua saved him from paying. So the butcher explained to the four shomrim who entered his shop that the carbon ashim cut of meat was only available to those who swore mechov alif tur, and that they weren't eligible for the ol of a yor discount since a shvua's bitui is not imposed on those compelled by beis din to swear, which reminds us, Rabbi Ami said, Kol shvua shadayani mashmin osa, any shvua that the judges impose, ein ba mishum shvua's bitui, does not have an ol of a yor obligation for a false oath of utterance, even when there's no carbon ashim for denying money, because the pasuk says, O nefesh ki tishba luvati b'svasayim, or if a person will swear, expressing with his lips, implying that he swore ma'atzmo on his own, not one who is compelled by beis din to swear. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says one is chai for shvuah's bitui, even for shvuah's imposed by beis din, except in cases where he's chai for shvuah's shomrim, for example, a shoh who swore that he never borrowed because he swore falsely to deny owing money. Dab Beis, so the Simran Dab Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish loan house, that must be on Dab Beis, bias. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Lifnei Eden Sho'ovdei Chochavim Shloshi Yamim, during 3 days before the festivals of idol worshippers, it's forbidden to do business with them, to lend them or borrow from them articles, to lend them or borrow from them money, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his God for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. So, the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osek in Torah, which reminds the nations will come in the future to receive reward for the Torah. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, V'chulam olasinu el b'shvil Yisrael, and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, kedei sheyisaskuk b'Torah, so that they would be able to occupy themselves in learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Shotin Sheba Olam, fools of the world, Kol Ma She'asisim L'tzorech Atzmechem Asisim, everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osik in Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden and not over them, which reminds us the nations in the future will protest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Kopelhem Har Gigigis. He never held a mountain over their heads like a vat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which they did accept. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels. Camels? That must be on Daf Gimel. Gamal, camel. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, which reminds us, after the nations are told they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, they ask if Klal Yisrael did keep the Torah. after they reject the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could testify for Klal Yisrael, nor could the heavens and earth testify for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations, Michem yavo v'yayidu behen Yisrael, from among yourselves, witnesses will come and testify about Yisrael that they kept the entire Torah. Let Nimrod testify that Avram did not worship Avodah Zorah, and let Lavan testify that Yaakov was not guilty of theft, and let Potiphar's wife testify that Yosef was not guilty of sin. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels, to testify the Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah, just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger, because the sun made it unbearably hot. Which reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the nations a mitzvah kala, which is sukkah, but they kick it when leaving it because it became very hot. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan, riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, arrived at a sukkah just as furious Goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot, while nearby a man in a fish costume lay dying in the blazing sun. Which reminds us, Shmuel quoted the pasuk V'tasa Adam kidei hayom, you made man like the fish of the sea, and asked why man is compared to a fish. This teaches that just as the fish of the sea, kevan she'olim yabashim yad mesim, as soon as they go up on dry land, they immediately die, so too with man, kevan she'porshim medivrei Torah mina mitzvahs miyad mesim, as soon as they separate themselves from Torah and mitzvahs, they spiritually die. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you discuss if two pairs of witnesses contradict each other, whether each pair may come alone and testify in another court case? That's on Daf Mem Zion. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that Hayom, today, is made to perform the mitzvahs, but today is not for taking the schar for performing them? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn Ein Adam Morish Shvua Levanov? That's on Daf Memches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss whether Megalgo on a Shvua the Rabbanan? That's on Daf Memches. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael like the pecking of a hen, meaning piecemeal? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that Nimrod and Lavan will testify that Klal Yisrael kept the Torah? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a machlokes if there's a carbon for a shvuah's bitui for a shvuah imposed by Beis Din? That's on Daf Memtes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that Bilam knew the exact rega, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that a shomer's carbon ashm liability is for when his false shvuah saved him from paying? That's on Daf Memtes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we have a machlokes if a socher can swear and collect when the wage amount is disputed? That's on Daf Membav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.